This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We are about to celebrate Mbokotho, breakfast champion, all the way from Mogalakwena.
And we're talking this morning to the chairperson of Mogalakwena Concerned and Affected Communities. You know that for Women's Month, we have been recognizing progressive women that bring a change daily for different districts. And Coca-Cola Beverages South Africa has, during this time, enabled us to give back to the community through their generosity. And that is why, at this moment, we are talking to Mama Mutlajo Silomo, who is joining us as we are shining the spotlight on her. She's a pensioner from the Waterberg District, and she's really dedicated her life to ensuring that her community is supported in any way possible that she can. Mama, good morning. Good morning, Ligai.
Sure. Good morning, Capricorn FM listeners, and good morning to Mpo and the...
Complexion,
yes.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you very much for hosting me. You know, you made my day.
We were really touched when we heard about the work that you are doing in your community. So, Mama, we know that you're a pensioner right now. What were you working on before you retired?
Oh, well, I've been an educator for more than 30 years. I've been teaching in many schools. Like, I started my teaching at Nonchimudi Higher Primary School, which is history. I think it's fading because of the present politics. From there, I went to a school called Muchichi in Mushate. Then I went, my pension time, I finished at the school called Krisani in Extension 17.
I think we love your looking, just listening to your career and how you've progressed in your career. And Mogalakwena Concerned and Affected Communities, when exactly did it start and who do you work with?
I think it was around about 2011. Immediately when I went out from being a counselor. Then I've got men and women whom I'm working with, very passionate in working for communities. I've got Baba Solomo, who is the administrator, Mpo Tjale, who is in legal department, Mama Duba, who is also a treasurer, just a treasurer by name, and Tuti. Many men. I didn't write them down, yeah. But I've got many men. And Bo Bozino there, Bo Litona, France. There are many men around Mogalakwena as a whole. As you know that Mogalakwena has got 32 wards. It's very big.
So what exactly do you do for the community, Mama? We understand that you were out in the community yesterday.
You know, working for community is a passion and it's a gift from God.
True.
You can't believe with your complexion that sometimes I'm working by some calls at 4 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 12, at any time. I can spend the whole day being on phone, people asking me, We don't have electricity. We don't, can you please call for us an ambulance? Can you please call the police for us. We are having a problem here. So some other issues, we find that there is a problem within the municipality itself. And that's where I'm busy doing all those things.
And Mama, what can those listening do to assist you as you continue to make a difference in your community?
Sorry?
Our listeners, you know, if there's anyone who's listening and they are interested in supporting you in any way, you know, how can they assist you in the work that you are doing?
I just don't know what to say because there are so many things. Like presently, I'm busy with a certain family in Zone 2 Mushongo where we helped them in burying their brother last week. In that family, if I can show you the house, you know, It's heartbreaking. There is a lady just to be able to assist anyone who can assist me. I can say that just to assist the people that I'm trying to assist, like giving them food to eat, if possible, if they can just build a home where they could be could be they could be able to live, like the one that I'm talking about in Muzumbana.
Yeah.
There was a case where a child was molested by a person, and if I look at the place where the child is living, mm. you know, my heart bleeds mm. because it's just a mkuku. And that child, I was with the mother on Tuesday, says, that child is not living normally. Sometimes he screams at night, and when you look where he lives, she lives, you can see that this is painful.
Okay. So if we were to give you 5,000 rands right now, Mama, would it go towards helping those families, or would you pamper yourself, Lydia Manala?
No, I want to pamper Kiba. you can't believe it, with the complexion.
Yeah.
When I get people saying that there's a job somewhere, instead of giving it to my children, I give it to other community members, because I don't work for my children. God will see what he will do for my children. I've got 4 kids who are not working, and there are no more kids, that are adults. Mm. They are not working. Mm. But when you give me that 5,000, I'm already seeing helping Bagasibanda, helping that family, giving them something to eat for them this morning.
Well, Mama, this morning our friends at Coca-Cola Beverage South Africa have decided to give you 5,000 rand towards your current and even your future projects. What do you think about that? How do you feel?
I'm shocked. Hey, but MCAC, I've been trying to, sometimes you find me asking, Mayor, I can kukupela airtime. Hey, Mama, kukupela data. But today, oh my God, I'm so excited.
So there you go, Mama. 5,000 rands coming your way from our friends at Coca-Cola Beverages South Africa. Continue doing the amazing work. We see you, and we hope that many will come and assist you in the work that you're doing, so that many more lives can be touched. We send blessings your way, and we say may the good Lord bless you and your old family.
Thank you very much. Oh my God, thank you. Thank you, and thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I never knew that I'm doing so great. It's a passion, something that I grew up with. And thank you very much, Capricorn FM. You made my day.
That's the chairperson of the Mralakwena Concerned and Affected Communities, Mama Motacho Silomo. So the unsung heroes in your community need to be appreciated. And on behalf of Limpopo, we want to say thank you to all the progressive women in Limpopo. Whether we told your story or not, know that you are appreciated. And to our friends at Coca-Cola Beverages South Africa, thank you for the donations that you gave to all the women that are making a difference in their communities, from Mama Kenzie to the Isa Mativa Foundation and Hope, as well as others. They will all be able to continue the great work they do because of you, and that you empowered them to continue doing this amazing work.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.